Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
When we went to Norway, the owner of the television station, his wife, over dinner one day after she heard me preach the first day on TV, she asked me a question. She said, Thurman, I have a question. You teach God's Word like it means exactly what it says. Can you imagine any other way to teach it? I said, so, yes, I believe that with all my heart. I said, you know, if God, I think God's intelligent enough, big enough, and smart enough that if he wanted to say something, he put it in there, and there ain't nobody can change it. You know, so I said, yeah, he says what he says, and he means what he means. And she said, well, then I have a question. She said, what about that scripture where it says that Saul was disobedient, so an evil spirit from the Lord was sent to torment Saul? And I said, so? She said, what do you think that means? I said, well, what did it say? And she said, well, it says an evil spirit from the Lord was sent to torment Saul. I said, so what do you think it means? She said, well, I've heard all my life that it was an evil spirit, but it was not from God. I said, but that's what it says. She said, well, I know that. But she said, everybody in every class I've ever been in have always told me that God is a loving, sweet, kind God, and he would never send an evil spirit to torment us or hurt us. I said, ma'am, you don't know the real true God. I said, the real true God, he is a loving, kind, sweet God, all right. But I said, he will not only send an evil spirit to torment you, I said, he will kill you if you don't do what he says. And she said, I have never heard anybody say that in my life. I said, well, let's put it on record. You've heard one now. You know, I believe the word means what it says. I said, if God says that because of Saul's disobedience, he sent an evil spirit to torment him, I'm telling you, we need to learn something there. That since God has no favorites, he treats every one of us exactly the same. If he will send an evil spirit to torment Saul, he will send an evil spirit to torment you if you don't do what he says. You know that? How many of you would like to stand in line and wait for God to send you an evil spirit? Do you want one? I don't believe I want one. Because the evil spirits, what do? They come to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay, y'all all understand that? You've read that scripture, haven't you? So if they come to steal, kill, and destroy, then why in the world would I want one of these boys? So anyway, this man in this class, you know, he's just throwing in his 2 cents worth, you know. I mean, answering questions like that when they read something and then they say, well, you know, but it says here that the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so he could show his power. That's really not what it means. You know, it means that God allowed Pharaoh to harden his own heart. But he said, you know, folks, that's not what it says. It says the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. But no, that's not what it means, you know. So he said after about 4 or 5 weeks of this, he said, last Sunday, after Sunday school was over, the director of the Sunday school and the Sunday school teacher and a couple of deacons asked him to come down to an office. They wanted to talk to him. So he said, I didn't have a clue what they wanted. You know, they seemed like all like nice people. So he said, we went down to this office and walked in, and they said, you're welcome to stay in the class, but from this day forth, you'll never be allowed to open your mouth in the class again. No more. We don't want your input. It's obvious you don't believe like we believe. So we will not let you speak in that class. And whenever he said that, I said, now you're not going to get into any kind of unforgiveness with those people, are you? He said, Thurman, after I've been to your church and heard you talk about unforgiveness, he said, I am more afraid of unforgiveness than I am a sack full of rattlesnakes. He said, there ain't no way I would get into any kind of unforgiveness, because I've learned at your church that if I get into unforgiveness, God's going to send a tormenting spirit to torment me. And he said, I don't want one of them. Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't want one of them either, do you? Because many people are sick and afflicted today. I tell you, I see so many people that die because of sin, and I know it's sin. I just had a little lady that I know real well. I won't call her name, but if you know me and if you happen to be from the Justin area, is there anybody here from Justin? I got a couple. Okay, just a couple. Okay, praise the Lord. Come in, praise the Lord. But anyway, I went to the Baptist Church in Justin for 20 years, at least 20, 25 years. And so everybody knows what I believe. You know, they all know me. Many of them know me. And they know what I believe. But unfortunately, the Baptist Church don't believe what I believe. This is fact of life. It's just the way it is when it comes to healing and deliverance. But there was a little lady that I'd known for years. She contacted breast cancer about 2 years ago. I didn't know it. Nobody told me. And it started in her left breast. Now, I've learned a lot of things about breast cancer in the last 30 years. And so this little lady, the breast cancer got worse. Of course, she goes to the doctor, and she takes all kinds of treatments, and the breast cancer gets worse and worse and worse. Now, her sister and her brother-in-law tries their best to get her to let me come and minister to her. And she don't want me to come. Now, isn't that amazing? You got a man in your church that you've known him all these years. You've seen him pray for people. You've heard his stories. You know he walks in a supernatural place with God. And hundreds, if not thousands of people that you've heard of have been healed when he prays for them. And you're dying with breast cancer, and you're not going to let him come and minister to you. I mean, I cannot understand how we can be so dense in the church. But she wouldn't let me come. Nobody even told me she was sick. So just a few weeks ago, I met Kathy, one of my little daughters that works for me here. And, and so I asked her, I said, Kathy, where are you going? She said, well, I just come back from a funeral. I said, whose funeral? And she told me. I says, what? I didn't even know she was sick. She said, yeah, Thurman, she died last week and they buried her today. I thought, wow. Now this girl left a 10-year-old daughter. Somebody's got to take care of the 10-year-old daughter. So anyway, I ran into the sister last week in the post office. And I said, why didn't y'all call me? She said, Thurman, we tried. We talked to her over and over and tried to get her to come to see you. But she would not. She told us no. She did not want to talk to you. I said, well, for sure, what did she die of? She said, breast cancer. I said, where did it start? She said, in her left breast. I said, she had an unforgiveness toward a female in her family. She said, oh, yeah, mother. She said, everybody knows it. Everybody knew who the unforgiveness was toward. It was mother. See, I've learned that principle. I have learned that if you're a woman and if you have breast cancer, you have unforgiveness toward a female. It's every time, 100%. You know, all this research that everybody's doing to figure out what they can do to stop breast cancer, I have your answer 100% guaranteed, and I won't charge you a dime to tell you what the answer is. Jesus will give it to you for free. No woman has to have breast cancer ever again. But she has to learn to walk in total forgiveness. That's a tormenting spirit from God that's sent to destroy you when you get into unforgiveness. And in my 30 years of doing what I've done for the Lord, I have seen, of course, I didn't put this together until God brought Cheryl to me 8 years ago. Cheryl started noticing when we prayed for women with breast cancer. I mean, I had already realized if you got breast cancer, well, you got an unforgiveness toward a woman. Yeah, I do, you know. And as they'd say, well, I never asked right or left breast. I didn't, you know, men, we don't think like that, you know. But women do. You know, so Cheryl started asking the women when they say, what's wrong with you? I have breast cancer. Cheryl said, which breasts? Right or left or whatever. And I say, okay. I say, you got an unforgiveness toward somebody? Well, yeah, the woman down the street or the woman I work with, I just can't stand her. I say, then Cheryl said, which breast? She said, the right breast. So Cheryl started putting this together. And we come to find out over the next 2 or 3 or 4 years that every woman that had breast cancer in her left breast had unforgiveness toward a female in her family. A mother, daughter, sister, somebody in her family, but a female in her family. And if you had breast cancer in the right breast, She had unforgiveness toward a female that was just an acquaintance. We had a woman one day right here in this church, had breast cancer in the right breast. And I said, you got unforgiveness toward a female. No, I do not. Guarantee I don't have any unforgiveness toward anybody. I said, you know, I've never seen a woman with breast cancer that didn't have, you know, I said, and which breast is it? Right breast. I said, okay, it's not a member of your family. It's somebody. I determined I do not have unforgiveness toward a female. I said, okay, Lord. I said, this is a unique case, I guess. So I said, Lord, you're going to have to show me what the problem is. And all of a sudden, the Spirit moved up on me. Ask her if her husband has ever committed adultery on her. I said, that thought came to me so clear. See, if you're led by the Spirit of God, you got a helper in there. You know that? So I said, has your husband ever committed adultery on you? She said, yes, he did 15 years ago, but I forgive him. I said, but how about the woman? Oh, you haven't forgiven her, have you? I mean, this woman just... When I said, how about the woman? Oh, my goodness gracious, you could just see the anger rise up in her. I said, there's your problem, woman, right there. That woman that you have not forgiven is why you're going to die with breast cancer now. Is she worth it? How many of you think the woman your husband committed adultery with would be worth you dying with breast cancer? Not hardly. Not hardly. I said, now you got to forgive that woman. If you'll forgive that woman, God will forgive you and he'll heal you. And if you don't forgive her, I said, you're going to die. But that woman forgave. She said, I guess I had forgot about this. Isn't it amazing how that things get hidden back in there? And yeah, I have searched my life. I know I have no unforgiveness towards no one. But she did. But she had forgotten who it was. But whenever the Holy Spirit moved on me, has your husband ever committed adultery on you? I just asked that question just out of the wild blue. Now, how do you think you could possibly know those things? Only by being led by the Spirit of God, right? So does it pay good dividends to be led by the Spirit of God? Absolutely. Now, do you think God wanted that woman healed? Of course he did. Do you think God gets pleasure in killing his people? No. He does not. He tells you that in the Word. I do not get pleasure in my children being sick or having to kill you because of sin.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.